This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you guys know I'm a doctor, and I know I barely got through medical school by the seat of my pants. No, it was fun. Medical school for me was easy just because I could memorize a lot, and it worked. But what I think I fail miserably at is being the epitome or the barometer of great health, okay? As you can tell, I'm not super skinny, and I love sugar. I love sugar. And, you know, in the news, we talk about the opioid epidemic and the obesity epidemic and the, tobacco and vaping epidemic and all that. But we really have a sugar epidemic. We are addicted to sugar. I love sugar. I have to have something sweet every day. I'm sorry. And if it's chocolate, hands down. And it is very addictive. You know, I don't care about alcohol or marijuana or vaping or smoking. That stuff, if I see it, I'm like, go away. But if I see a piece of chocolate cake, I just can't, like, not have any. If, God forbid, I'm ever diabetic, I already told my doctor, just give me extra insulin because I'm going to just, you know, shoot myself with more insulin so I can have the whole piece of chocolate cake. I could never imagine being on this amazing earth without being able to eat chocolate. So I'm one of millions of people that love their sugar. And we know sugar's bad. Sugar is bad, 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 bad. I think women are only supposed to have, at the max, according to the American Heart Association, no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar. That's like, what, about 100 calories, 150 calories? Men, 9 teaspoons of sugar. Hold on, let me get the exact amount, because that's kind of important. The amount of sugar that we're allowed to have extra in our diet, there we go. Yeah, for women, 6 teaspoons or 25 grams or 100 calories for sugar. That's the max we're supposed to have a day, 100 calories, right? Men, 150 calories or 9 teaspoons of sugar. I went into Baskin Robbins the other day. I don't like ice cream. I am not an ice cream eater. I haven't had ice cream in probably years. And I just had a craving, and I'm like, screw this. And I pull over and I go to Baskin Robbins and they had the calorie count, and what I wanted to get, a brownie sundae, was 670 calories. Okay, that is a little bit over what the AHA recommends. And so, you know, why is sugar bad? Well, you know, we talked about sugar's links to heart disease. That's kind of a no-brainer. You know, sugar is very sticky, and so now you have very sticky plaques along your, coronary arteries. Sugar changes the osmolality. Your little baby blood vessels in your eyes can very easily pop because, you know, sugar draws in fluid, makes you more thirsty. Not to mention it isn't very healthy for the eyes. Eyes don't really work well with a lot of sugar. Same thing with the kidneys. Your kidneys have to filter the blood. You know, these big, huge, sticky, sugary molecules isn't really something the kidneys want. Kidneys have to work overtime. So, you know, there's a lot of metabolic processes that unfortunately get impeded because you have all this crappy sugar and gunk. And remember, your body was only designed to metabolize natural sugar, not this, a lot of these artificial sugars and these refined sugars. Somebody asked me the other day on air or online, what's the difference between brown sugar and white sugar? Is brown sugar healthier, like brown rice? Or no, brown sugar, I think it's added like a little bit of molasses to it, and there might be some more vitamins, but for the most part, it's still calories. I think it's negligible, the health benefits of brown versus white. So brown sugar is still just as sugary and still adds to your sugar count. So just because it's brown sugar doesn't necessarily mean it's healthier, okay, from what I understand. Then you also wonder with the molasses added to it. Going back to sugar health risks, we got diabetes, we got heart disease, we got tooth decay. I mean, if you don't have good, healthy teeth, that's not healthy. That means you have a constant source of bacteria entering your body. That's not good. Tooth decay and periodontal disease, potential risk for heart disease. So that's bad. And then cancer. Sugar has been linked to cancer. Cancer likes sugar. Bacteria like sugar. Infections like sugar. Fungi like sugar. Right? Everything likes sugar, especially the bad stuff. And so if you're trying to fight cancer, you really want to eliminate your sugar. So we talk about this all the time, but how the hell do we do it? I mean, you know, we got ho-hos, and we got Little Debbie's, and we got, you know, McDonald's shakes and sundaes and McFlurries, and, you know, we got margaritas with the sugar rim. I mean, how do we cut back our sugar? So what we need to do is we really need to stick to this no more than 100 calories of your day having sugar. If you completely try to do without sugar, that's going to be kind of hard. But then again, sugar's addictive. It hits the same addictive centers in the brain, just like opium would or cocaine would or whatever. So you need to address sugar as you would address an addiction. For some of you, you may have to go cold turkey and say, I'm done, no sugar. Because once I have that sugar, I get all googly-eyed. I totally get googly-eyed with sugar. So I would probably have to do like an all or nothing. But for those of us that scares us, let's try to cut back. So what are some things we could do to get us our sugar fix? So one of my friends taught me to take some grapes or blueberries and freeze them. And then you pull them out, and then when you eat them, they're like sugar, which is fantastic, okay? Another is adding a little honey to stuff. You know, if you really want cake, what if you take some whole wheat bread and you add a little bit of honey to it? I know, it's not the same. But at least you're getting a sugar fix. Try to use more natural sugars. You know, there's a lot of recipes out there, and I'm not good with recipes. Don't give me a recipe because I don't have time to sit there and make it work. But I got to tell you guys something. Some of these recipes really know how to make yummy sort of chocolate, like natural chocolate type stuff, or yummy sort of treats with half the sugar. Maybe figure that out, learn how to make them, and then every day you can have your little baby bit of it. But one thing that hit the news, which I find fascinating, is this allulose. Have you guys heard about this? Okay, allulose has been around for decades. I think in the 40s it was discovered. And allulose is actually a sugar, a monosaccharide, so very similar to the natural sugars that we have. And it's a natural sugar, but it's like super sweet. And I guess it's in figs and dates and raisins. Naturally, even though the raisins I like are the Raisin Bran raisins with a whole bunch of sugar on them, because I'm not a big raisin fan. But they say that allulose is going to finally get FDA approval to not have the sugar specification on the label, such that it might not be considered an added sugar because it is fairly healthy and it doesn't get absorbed. So allulose, look for foods with allulose, and that may help also. All right, we're on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. A lot of you guys were asking what happened yesterday with a student arrested having a rifle and about 2,000 rounds of ammo. In my neck of the woods. Well, it happened. His car was parked while he was in class, I think, from what I understand, where he had firearm magazines and assault rifle in his, I believe, his car, not his trunk, but his car. But apparently, he has worked for a rifle company, has his concealed carry permit, his firearm license, and he had gone shooting earlier in the day and just didn't, you know, go back home and empty out his car before he went back to school. He was arrested. Bail was set to $2,000 because firearms are prohibited on a Nevada System of Higher Education campus. From what we understand, it was not a threat. He even knew exactly what happened when he saw the police, and I think he was like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad, you know. So, caused a lot of people to kind of freak out, but from what we understand, he had no plan or motive to hurt anybody yesterday. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Judith on the line. Hey, Judith, girl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We have not a great connection. I was wanting to mention the incompetence of many of the large medical groups here in Las Vegas. I'm an RN care manager. That's all I'm going to say. However, I facilitate for patients to get appointments. I have one patient who has been going to a, quote, unnamed group, who was given four different appointments with four different doctors, and the man has cancer. Okay? When he got there, each time, and I know he went, each time they said, oh, that doctor doesn't take your insurance anymore. You'll have to see a PA. And he said, no, I'm not. I want to see a doctor for my copay. Because he was going in to see a specialist, so his copay was higher. If it had just been a PC, a primary care doc, it would have been $5. He probably would have done it. I finally called a manager at the group.
Judith, hold on a second. So basically, is this the doctor's office, the actual medical clinic where if a patient calls in, they just set them up randomly with the providers? Or, I mean, is it somebody on site that knows the providers? Or is it
a remote scheduling center? It's a random call center. And most of the time, and you know the groups. I know you do. It's like a nightmare. When I call in, I get the same thing that patients get.
Yeah.
I have a 91-year-old patient who was discharged from hospital, had just been moved up here, didn't have her ID because it had been stolen somewhere along the road. Bright as a penny, she knew who she was. She had an old passport. No doctor's office would schedule her because you don't have identification. I mean, some of the people are these big groups, and they're ridiculous. Some of them are just incompetent fools at the front desk.
What it is it's big business. I mean, you know, I had my little neighborhood office for 16 years. And so if I knew the person, you know, and they had their ID and, you know, they had their visa or passport or something where we need, because you do need a picture ID if they're a new patient. If they're a return patient, we don't need it. We have it in the chart, you know.
If they have an insurance card, that you can verify them with the insurance company.
I think where we were told also to be a little tighter at the front desk was a lot of when people don't pay their bills, the collections company, then they needed like ID and, you know, more information. But that's the problem. I hated that part of medicine because which is why I argue we should get insurance out of the loop. If a patient wanted to go grab some milk or buy gas, they pay right then and there. If the patient saw the doctor, medical provider, whatever, paid right then and there, then we don't have to ask for ID. We don't have to ask for all this proof, all these papers of liability. We can go after your weight. You know what I mean? If the transaction's done, the patient gets to go, and then we don't have to pay for staff to deal with all that issues, and it could just be about what the patient needs. And it's very corporate. Medicine became very corporate. You rarely see the old neighborhood doc, and that's very interesting about, like, call centers being remotely the ones setting it up, because if, you know, Mary has been the nurse and she picks up the phone and she knows you and she's like, girl, you know, if you're having stomach issues again, I know what's coming around the bend. Let's get you in. A call center doesn't have that individuality. It doesn't have that relationship with you. You're just a name to them.
Well, there's also another thing that has gone on recently. There are a couple of groups that were taken over by another name, and I'm sure you're aware of them. And they suddenly dropped one of the providers or one of the insurance companies. They didn't notify the insurance company, and the way the patient found out was she got a $15,000 bill. She'd been paying her copays all along. But nobody managed to tell her that they were no longer providers for this specific company.
Whoa, now that's got to violate some sort of statute. I think you're supposed to have, right? Because it's like a fair business practice law or something like that where you need to let people know if their bill's going to be bigger than they expected. I thought that there's some law for that.
Well, I'm not sure about whether there's a law or not, but these I have never seen so much corruption in medicine. And I'm not talking about the doctors. I'm talking about in the
corporate world,
management, the corporate world, as I have seen in Las Vegas.
Oh, my.
I come from back east. I lived in Chicago. I lived in Cleveland. So, you know, I never saw the... And I talked to friends in both
Judith
has this craziness.
Could it also, though, be... How long have you been in Las Vegas, Nevada?
21 years.
21 years. Now, the other thing, though, also is, you know, 20-some years ago when you were in Chicago, it was the type of medicine that I think you and I were more accustomed to. There is a chance that... that what you've seen the last 20 years is corporate America taking over medicine, and it might actually be already have infected all of the U.S. You know,
not
I mean, I...
Not from what friends of mine are telling me who still live in those areas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, and you're an RN, right?
Yes.
Yeah, God bless you and, you know, everybody in your field for what they do. You know, the plight of the nurses, how's the... nursing profession doing? We know doctors are leaving it. So while I have you, doctors are leaving in droves and they're burned out, given up. And we were talking about nursing suicide a few weeks ago, how it's not talked about. Apparently, nurses have one of the highest rates of suicide as well. How are the RNs holding up?
There are other reasons for the suicide issues in nursing. A lot of it is drug abuse. A lot of it is working 3 and 4 different jobs. At the same time, I know of several people who work full-time at 2 hospitals. That's, 30 hours a week or 36 hours times 2. Plus they do home care. Plus, you know, you don't have to do that to survive. Nursing salaries are not like when I started, and I'm not going to tell you how long I've been a nurse, but it's more than a week.
Yeah.
When I started, I made under $10 an hour.
Yeah.
And there was no overtime, and there were no aides. We did all the baths.
Did everything.
We did all the bed changes. We did everything. These girls today don't have a clue.
Wow. So, yeah, but
they don't have a clue, and they're making a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, man, I really appreciate you calling in. And, you know, thank you for giving us kind of that, you know, prism of, you know, that view of, you know, what you've seen, especially with you in practice management. You could kind of see a lot of, you know, what the average person doesn't see. But I think it is a growing problem where we have corporate America. We have neighborhood type of, you know, practices where people know you and they know who your mom is and they understand your money issues. And now it's just.
Uh-huh.
You're a number, come in, get seen, leave, and, you know, the patients, no wonder they don't keep their same doctor. I don't think the average person has a regular family doctor anymore. I think that's obsolete at this point.
There are actually a few practices here in town
Good.
That are, you know, 1 to 5 doctors in the practice. You see the same front desk people. I've been going to the same practice for 18 years.
Oh, good.
And
good.
There's very few changes, and I'm lucky because I can pick up the phone and call and say, I have a patient who needs to be seen. Can you get him in this week?
Yeah.
And I get response.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, Judith?
It's very, very frustrating.
We're coming up on break, but I got to tell you, girl, if you called my office, it'd be like, anything you need, yes, ma'am. So you still keep fighting the good fight, okay? Love you, Judith. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Hurricane Dorian chugs towards Florida, Orlando's Mayor Buddy Dyer says this morning,
it could be the most significant storm we've had in a couple of decades here in Orlando.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, who has declared an emergency across all of Florida's counties, says people need to stock up on supplies now while they still can.
This is potentially a multi-day event where it will churn slowly across the state.
Currently a Category 2 storm, forecasters say it could be a 3 or 4 by the time it strikes Florida sometime late Monday or early Tuesday morning. A Queens, New York teenager due in court shortly on charges of planning to carry out a terrorist attack in New York City. The 19-year-old is a U.S. citizen born in Pakistan. He was arrested yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835. With our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension, it's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So health officials are warning teens and pregnant women, this is not your mama's marijuana. And they don't want adolescents and pregnant women smoking pot. So they're trying to tell everybody that this isn't what your parents smoked. Not that if anybody really understands kids, that doesn't help at all. You know, trust me, you're not smoking, right, to be like your parents. But, you know, maybe that'll help. Like, wait a second, if my mom smoked pot, I don't want to do what my mom did. So I don't know. Isn't it funny with our parents? You just don't want to think about them partying or having sex or any of that stuff. You know, it's like, you know, you just want to think that, you know, your parents just kind of, you know, sat in a room. You ended up coming by the stork or whatever, and they were, you know, but, you know, the more you start thinking about it, going, oh, my God, I have so much like my mom. My God. Jeez, no, my mom didn't do that. No. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. My kids see me in a very, very honest light. Like, I, you know, because they see me with my friends. And my friends will be like, oh, man, your mother in medical school. I'm like, shut up. And so my kids know, you know, I had fun. And but I was still a good girl, you know, and they know that part. They know that I had, you know, non-anti-biblical fun, okay? You know, and so, and, you know, they see me and, you know, they know, you know, I'll, you know, have, like, I don't know, parties a lot at my house. And they know that I wasn't a nun and I wasn't, you know, very, very, you know, prim and proper with, you know, all my actions. And so it's, they're not going to have the shock that I think, you know, me and my siblings and everybody else had. Go, wait a second, really? But anyway, let's get back to this. So, marijuana. Federal health officials issued a national warning yesterday against marijuana use by teens and pregnant women. Because pregnant women are smoking pot. Why? They're using it for their nausea. They're using it to help them sleep. They're uncomfortable. And it's making them feel better. And it's legal. So when a drug is legal, people think it's safe. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and Surgeon General Jerome Adams made this announcement, and Azar reiterated that it's a dangerous drug. Now, officials said President Donald Trump donated $100,000, one quarter of his annual government salary, toward a digital campaign. I guess presidents make $400,000 a year. I remember when it was like $250,000 a year. I guess to be president is a $400,000 a year job. Yeah. Well, yeah. President, of course, is going to make more than us. But I'm sure there's people out there going, wait a second, I make more than the president. Trust me, president gets free rent, free transportation, doesn't have to spend money on gas, gets his clothes, food. So my guess is, yeah, he rarely has to use his credit card. So anyway, Donald Trump has donated 100, which is cool. I thought Donald Trump donated all of his salary. But he's donated one quarter towards a digital campaign to raise awareness of the risks. He has forgone his whole salary. Yes, he has. Okay, there we go. That's what I thought, which is very cool. And I, you know, honestly, I think it is really, really cool of him. You know, people will say, you know, well, it's appropriate because he's rich. No, a rich person does not have to work for free. Absolutely not. No, they don't. But I think that is very, very cool that he isn't taking taxpayer money. I think that's fine. The problem is you and I don't notice it because, again, we don't know where the money goes. But I think that is very, very cool of him. Anyway, so he also wants to counter the opioid epidemic. But legal marijuana has now a $10 billion industry in the U.S. Nearly two-thirds of the states are legalizing it, mainly for medical uses. An increasing number of states and localities are also allowing personal recreation use. So we're finding more and more science showing that marijuana is affecting the brains of teenagers and it could damage the fetus. But the thing is, which is a very good point that the Surgeon General makes, is this is not the marijuana from the 1960s. This is some strong, more potent stuff. In fact, they think there's three times the amount of THC in cultivated plants over the last 20 years. You know, people ask, wait a second, why are we seeing people throw up and this cannabis hyperemesis syndrome where people are vomiting, you know, cyclically, where we didn't really see that in the 60s and the 70s? Why are people throwing up so much? Well, again, because what they're smoking is stronger than it was. So when people say, look, well, we didn't have these issues in the 60s, so marijuana's safe. This isn't 1960s marijuana. It's almost a whole new different drug. So you got to understand that, you know? They say many states have changed marijuana laws, but federal law still treats it as a controlled substance akin to opioids. Federal officials say they fear the trend towards legalization may make it more enticing for teenagers to try marijuana. It's a commonly used drug among youths, they said, along with alcohol and e-cigs. No states allow legal marijuana use by teens. Oh, but the teens are all smoking it. These kids are all smoking it. It's crazy. And so it can affect brain development, continue on into the 20s, hurt their attention, memory, decision-making, motivation. And remember, your kids, some of the best years of their lives is in that adolescence. That's where they learn the most. That's where they you know, build up the most of their vitamins and their bones and things like that. And that's where they make their decisions to, you know, how they're going to approach the wild and the jungle and their career decisions and all that. And if they kind of, you know, are like chill the whole time, that can affect a lot in adulthood. Now, marijuana is the most commonly used illicit drug. 7% of people admit it. 7% of pregnant women admit it. So you could just imagine the number of people that haven't, that aren't admitting it. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the American Academy of Pediatrics advise women not to use marijuana during pregnancy and to discontinue the drug if they find out they're pregnant. So a lot of people, again, they're using it for the morning sickness. They don't want to take a pill. They don't trust medications and pharmaceuticals. And the marijuana is there. So they're like, well, look, I need to stop vomiting. And so marijuana has not been studied for hyperemesis gravidarum. So I would not do that on my own. So, I'm almost wondering, I never thought I would say this, but part of me is thinking maybe we do need the feds to still keep marijuana illegal. I voted to legalize marijuana. We talked about that. But I'm wondering if we just need that checks and balances temporarily because we are having kind of a huge cluster, shall we say, go on in cities where we still can't, there are people driving in my neck of the woods, high. You could see them on the roads. They're high. Or I'm on a freeway and I could smell the marijuana on the freeway, which means if you're driving 65 miles an hour on the freeway and you could smell it, that means there must be a hell of a lot of concentration in a person's car or multiple cars. Smelling marijuana on the freeway is a bad, bad sign. I smell it in a parking lot. And again, I live in Vegas. It's very windy. There's a lot of air. There's not a lot of buildings and trees holding things in, which means if you smell it, that means there's some real high concentration of stuff. And so maybe I didn't think about this until now. Maybe the feds kind of having still that illegal designation on it to slow everyone's roll might not be the worst thing. So that while the states are legalizing it, if we start to find out that, things are happening and we're losing control and we're having marijuana epidemics in high schools, which you are, increase in car accidents, more workplace injuries. I've been talking about foodborne illness. We start to see a huge uptick in food poisoning. Maybe it's because some of the workers are coming to work stoned and not being as diligent and obsessive compulsive about hand washing and cleanliness. And then STDs on the rise. Our STDs on the rise because when you're, high on marijuana, you're going to be less judicious about condom use. So these are some things that, kind of make you think. So I don't know, maybe the feds don't need to legalize it yet. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so Hurricane Dorian, they think may even hit a Category 5. Now, we've talked about the different categories of storms. They're all bad. I mean, they call it a hurricane once it gets to 74 miles per hour in terms of wind speed. Category 2, once it hits 96 miles an hour wind speed, 111 miles per hour. It's Category 3. Category 4, 130 miles an hour. A Category 5 would be 157 miles an hour. And this storm right now, they are expecting to turn into a Category 3. So the wind speeds are rising. And they say it developed an eye. So when the hurricane develops an eye, you guys know more about meteorology than I do, and wind speed and all the centrifugal forces and all the physics and stuff that I didn't have to learn because I got to study photosynthesis in school. It's bad. So when there's the eye, it's bad. Now, they are predicting that this could turn into a Category 5 storm. Why? Because it's moving slow. And the slower it hovers over the warmer waters, the more it gets to feed and churn and burn and fuel itself. They say 7.5 million Florida residents have been warned that they could be left without power. Some of those residents include my family. I got my cousins and I got my aunt and my uncle over there. And, of course, all our, you know, listeners out there from my Florida affiliates and just in general, Floridians are some of the coolest people out there. And, gosh, they get hit. You know, it's funny because, you know, we live near California. I do. Okay, so I live near California. And I was born in California, and I went to school in California. And so, you know, my family has always wondered if we're ever going to go back to California. We're like, well, it's expensive. You know, we'd love to because we love the beach. We love the water. And, you know, and here's Florida, where it's a hell of a lot cheaper. There's no state income tax. And, you know, my family's like, well, then why don't we go to Florida? We love Florida. We love the beaches. We get our water. It's cheaper than California. And I'm like, because they get hurricanes. I'm just... I couldn't do it. I'm not as strong as you guys. I couldn't have to evacuate at a moment's notice. You should see the lines at Sam's Club. Apparently people were standing in line this morning for hours waiting for Sam's Club to open just so they could go in and get supplies. By the way, Floridians are pretty cool. Nobody's trampling each other. Everybody's kind of cool because the landfall isn't supposed to expect till this weekend. But still, you know, it's frightening. It's very frightening. And we'll tell you some of the things that you kind of need to, you know, collect. And it's interesting. Some of the lists that they have for, you know, what you should have prepared, you know, we talk about having batteries, having all your, you know, medicines in waterproof containers, your Social Security waterproof container, your insurance information, have a plan with your family in case cell towers are out. You know, how you guys are going to try to communicate with each other in terms of your fridge and freezer, crank them up. Because if you're going to shelter in place, you're not going to leave. You want your food to be ice cold because when the power goes, keeping that fridge closed, then at least the food lasts longer because we don't want it to go below 40 degrees. But they have also on here, they have safety pins, a tube of petroleum jelly. That's in the first aid kit. I was asked about that. Why petroleum jelly? I mean, we use it for pap smears. But in terms of first aid, not sure, but petroleum jelly is in the first aid kit. You know, we do use, believe it or not, there was a study where MRSA, bad infections like MRSA, there was a study where you just put petroleum jelly on it, not even antibiotic cream, and it went away. So petroleum jelly can also maybe be used, maybe it asphyxiates the bacteria. I got to look into that. I don't know why I'm brain farting on that one, but petroleum jelly and its medicinal uses, besides the pap smear or sex or whatever, I got to figure that out. But I did see a study where you could put petroleum jelly on a MRSA. Don't do that at home. If you have staff, you go to the doctor or a medical provider and get checked. They have on here laxatives. Have laxatives in your first aid kit. That's adaptive. Trust me. I got laxatives. I got enemas. I got my Beano. I'm good. Sunscreen, anti-diarrheal medicine, latex gloves, soap, safety pins, thermometer, antiseptic towelettes, a sewing needle, tweezers, scissors, triangular bandages. That's a really good first aid kit. Honestly, if you ever want to get me a present, it's a first aid kit. I love first aid kits. I always have. I just think they're the coolest thing. You know, hopefully I never have to use them, but I just really dig a first aid kit. That's me. So, you know, many of you are out there going, okay, you know, what can we do? You know, we don't live in Florida, and this is scary. And I'm just looking at pictures right now of empty shelves and grocery stores. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, who also declared Florida Blood Donation Day for us for the National Blood Donation Week. Governor DeSantis, awesome guy. He September 5th. You know, he's huge on preparation, so he's declared a state of emergency. Donald Trump is not going to go to Poland. He's going to be hanging around in case he needs to help, but they're expecting this to hit hard. They're expecting it to be even worse than Andrew. You know, people are kind of frustrated that nobody brings up Hurricane Katrina, because Katrina was bad and thousands of people died. But Katrina, the reason why it doesn't get brought up as often as you would think is Katrina was a Hurricane 5 that downgraded before it hit Louisiana and the Gulf. And so when it made landfall, there's reports saying it was a 3 or a 4. I mean, still, it was devastating. And what made it so devastating is you had the storm surge and then it hovered. So they think this can be worse than Katrina. They even think it could be comparable to Hurricane Andrew. Now, Hurricane Andrew was the most destructive hurricane to hit Florida. When it made landfall, it had speeds of 165 miles an hour, killing 65 people, causing $27.3 billion in damage. But remember, they're comparing hurricanes to that same area. Andrew hit Florida, not Katrina. So Katrina's still bad. Still really bad. I think Galveston, Texas from 1900 or 1901 might have been the worst one to ever hit America. There, thousands of people died with that. But Hurricane Andrew was bad. Bad for Florida. All right? Katrina, still bad. But what they're saying is this one might be a 4 or 5 and might also hover because it's slow moving. So, all right. So what could you guys do? Well, you know, we tried years ago with Superstorm Sandy to make a collection, to collect as much stuff as possible, clothes and, you know, stuff for back east with Superstorm Sandy, clothes and medicines and all that. Apparently, many of these companies, they just can't handle the tactile donations. So if you really want to help, I would donate to Red Cross. Donate to Salvation Army. If you have money to donate, that's great. If you don't, if you have cans of food and clothes and all that, then donate it to your local places. That's what they recommend, because then they don't have to send funds to our local areas, because we're kind of getting that covered, and then they could use more of the funds over there. I'm huge on blood donation. As you guys know, if you've been following on Facebook, we got National Blood Donation Week starting on Monday. That's the first week of September, and we have multiple states proclaiming state blood donation days, including Florida, Nevada, Arizona, Washington, all over, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and everybody has declared a blood donation day at the same date, September 5th, kind of to show some unity. It's really cool how, you know, both right and left states could come together on this. It's fantastic. But donating blood is probably one of the most significant things you could do, because think about it. If these people in Florida now have to be going to the stores, they have to be stockpiling things, they have to be, you know, evacuating, they have to figure out if they're going to shelter in place, they may not be running and donating blood. Some are. God bless them. But, they have to start figuring out what their plan is the next few days. So blood donations are going to drop. And then if, God forbid, we do have a lot of illness and injury, then they need blood. So if you want to help, donate blood. And donate blood locally. They'll ship the blood. So whether you donate in Las Vegas or L.A. or, Topeka, Kansas, just donate blood if you can. And I think that would be the biggest help. So we're going to keep you guys posted on this. I mean, it's kind of frightening. Already they apparently have some big tides, big surges. So Miami Beach is already getting flooded pretty well. They're thinking South Florida, I got some family in Fort Lauderdale and Weston, unfortunately, and I'm going to give them a call. Usually my family's pretty cool. My family, I mean, we all freak out, and I call them up, and they're like, we're drinking, we're fine. Yeah, got beers going on. We're good. And I'm like, there's a hurricane coming. Don't you have to leave? Do you need to fly out to Vegas? What do you need from me? You know, do you need blood? Do you need laxatives? Do you need KY? Because your list says you need KY. We got plenty. No, we're good. We got our beer. So my family's been through this for years. They've lived in Florida for decades. And so they just got to hunker down. And, you know, the dogs knows what to do. You know, they brought everything inside their house. They, you know, have food for the dog. That's a big thing. Don't forget to feed the dogs or the cats. You know, so, like, you'll have cans of tuna fish. In my house, my cats, like, eat the tuna fish up. So, you know, we'd be out of food, like, in a day. So, yeah. So send in prayers, okay? Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOCTOR.
May apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.